special moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the When I got guap, all of y'all disappear. Before I drop Sony, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out this shit. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
Kiss 92.5,
home of the Roz and Mocha Show,
celebrating mornings for 15 years.
I found this list of the Maria. I need you to weigh in on this. It's the sexiest bald men in the world. Everybody, remember, like, it's like the Academy Awards. You know, the Academy Awards come out, and then they got to do the Razzies and all these other awards. Everything comes out. So all these other sexy things start happening, right?
Sure.
It's a very sexy day today.
Okay.
So we should be celebrating all the sexiness of the day.
All right, let's go.
So they did a list of the 10 sexiest bald men in the world. Now, I like the fact that not all of these are sort of bald by choice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Right? Because I think that that matters. I think that that's very helpful. I think that naturally balding men should be included in the sexy bald men list.
Okay.
So let me go through the list for you, Maria, here, okay? And you make, damn it, Maura, you too. You let me know what you think is sexy, but I want your reactions just in sounds.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just in sounds. Vin Diesel. Stanley Tucci.
Can I Google?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I don't know who that is. Hold on a second.
Samuel L. Jackson. Danny DeVito. Terry Crews. Kelly Slater, who's a surfer. Shaquille O'Neal.
They're like, yo, you see them toes?
The Rock. And at number one on the list, Prince William. Really?
Prince William?
Yeah.
What a nerd.
Why do you care so much?
I'm just, I don't know, like.
You don't think
he's
sexy?
Did you want to weigh in on all of them?
No.
Who's sexier than Prince William?
I'm surprised that he's on that list.
Your reaction was not surprised.
You're
your reaction.
So many.
Also, now I know who Stanley Tucci is.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5. If you don't want to see. Did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody, don't show up, don't come out, don't start caring about me now. Walk away, you know how, don't start caring about me now. Aren't you the guy who tried to hurt me with the word goodbye?
still don't have any tickets? Don't worry. Thanks to Rogers, we found some more blank spaces at her Toronto show to be filled.
And you're not going to find them anywhere else.
Listen all day for the Taylor Swift back-to-back throwbacks.
When you hear them, text the keyword of the day and your name to 925-555.
Standard message rates apply.
If we call you, you'll go into the daily draw to win a pair of tickets.
Thanks to Rogers, the presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift The Eras Tour.
Kiss 92.5.
An Oral-B electric toothbrush delivers a professional, purifying, clean feeling. So if you want a round brush head inspired by dentists,
come and get it.
And if you want a brush that cleans 100% better than a regular brush for cleaner teeth and healthier gums,
what you waiting for?
Oral-B is the brand dentists worldwide use the most. So maybe it's time you
come and get it.
You get it. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
91.
Join the circle of life at the Lion King. Don't miss your chance to experience the world's number one musical. The Lion King is one of the most awe-inspiring productions ever brought to life on stage. Feel alive at the Lion King. Now on stage at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito. Like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
Hey, this is David from Whitby. I really don't want another pair of socks this year. So if anyone in my family hears this, what I really want is a Thermea Spa Village gift certificate. And if all my loved ones hear this and I end up with 3 or 4 Thermea gift certificates, even better. Cool.
This holiday season, give your loved ones what they really want. Give the gift of Thermea. Visit Thermea.com/Whitby to purchase a gift certificate. Take good care.
Greenhouse gas pollution heats the planet
and threatens our nature.
Canada's carbon price is designed to reduce this pollution in order to protect our environment.
And the Canada Carbon Rebate gives money back to Canadians.
In Ontario, an individual gets $560 this year, with a bonus for those in rural areas.
Have it both ways with the Canada Carbon Rebate. Find out how it works and how much you can receive at Canada.ca/carbon rebate.
A message from the Government of Canada.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax. So it's okay to take
a
minute when ordering. The McValue menu. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Walmart is your one-stop holiday shop for merry low prices. And right now, you can make your holidays even brighter with a 100-count box of indoor and outdoor holiday lights for only $8.98. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous.
Whoa.
It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Hey you, Bravo's now in Canada.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to this.
Subscribe now with your TV service provider.
Fall in Canada has never been hotter.
Listen up.
The Roz and Mocha Show
on KISS 92.5.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect sequin stars off her silhouette every night.
Dive time, ladies and gentlemen.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Steven's asking, when you guys take a piece of gum from a pack of 12, do you go in order from bottom to top or pop out any random piece from the middle and keep going until it's empty?
So those packs that slide out of the cardboard and they're in individual pockets.
They have like four across and yeah. I think like a couple, a few down.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
And they're covered in foil and you just pop them out.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
I go in order. I try to go in order. I don't like...
Order is in what? Across or down?
Across.
Across.
I'll go across.
And then you move more up and then you take the next row row. Is there another way to do that?
Like people just like pick random ones.
Yeah.
But then you got to take the whole thing out, right?
Because some people will open it like one way or then back the other. So like you're kind of starting on both ends versus like starting one.
Is
right?
anybody a gum chewer on this show?
It won't be a gum chewer.
Yeah. I used to love gum in the car, man. Mm.
I have to be chewing gum like all the time.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I find it calms me a little bit.
Yeah, I used to find that too. I used to really like gum and then I stopped. Mar, you chew gum more?
No, but at home I have elderflower pasties.
Sexy.
They go on your boobs?
No, you suck them.
Hey. What? On your boobs?
Don't answer that.
Wow.
Maria,
yeah?
So what's your answer to this?
Like a normal person?
Yeah,
I go left to right?
Left to right, yeah, you go in order.
And I always have to open it from one side.
Yeah.
So, I can't go the other.
That's right. That's what she said.
I go all over the place at random.
Cheesecake?
Yeah, I just, whatever, I just slide my hand. Oh, jeez, okay.
No, go ahead, say it. Say what you're going to say.
Man.
You have to say it.
I was going to say I slide my hand in my pocket and just pop one out.
Yeah.
what I do.
Whole occasion.
I'm a liar. Next DM, please, Maria.
Jose says, what are the top three ways you deal with stress?
Put my hand in my pocket and pop one out, right, Shane?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stress gone!
By that, I mean gum. You pervs. I mean gum. I was talking about gum.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
All right, Ron,
guys.
Let's start with you. Top ways, top three ways, if there are three.
I really don't get stressed out. My thing with stress is that I never like feeling overwhelmed, right? And that's where the stress comes in for me, is when I feel that I have no time for anything. So it's no time for my family, no time for the show, when you have so much on you that you start to collapse. I'm very, very good at, giving myself bits of accomplishment, senses of accomplishment by knocking things off. And I don't necessarily start with the big one. I start with the ones that I can get out of the way first. And then when I get on a roll of accomplishment after accomplishment after accomplishment, what I feel is that the weight starts to lift off, and then I'm already in a mood to where I can handle the big things.
Sure.
Right? Because I can't handle the big things when there's a bunch of little things left that I have to do. And a lot of people leave the little ones and they go right to the, like, to focusing on the bigger problem.
Yeah.
Where I will get all of that out of the way so I have time. Mm-hmm. So if there's something hanging over my head, it's the big project as opposed to all the little things. Right?
Yeah. Maria, what's your answer?
Also alcohol.
Well, I'm with Roz. Alcohol is definitely on the list of three.
Yeah.
For me, like, my top three ways would definitely be I go to the gym.
Yeah.
The gym for me is like a big, big part of dealing with stress. That's honestly why I started running. And then honestly, I'm not going to lie. I have a tendency to stress eat.
Uh-huh.
So I will eat like a bunch of sweets. Like, I'll always be eating something. It's amazing, but it's also not healthy.
No, I know.
So, like, you know,
you go to the gym.
Yeah,
so
it balances each other out. And then honestly, I will say, like, I used to go to therapy quite a bit, and that's another way I deal with stress. Is if I'm having a really bad week and I know that I got to talk to someone, obviously I'll talk to my friends and family, but therapy.
Maury, you're probably more stressed out than most people.
I take Calm gummies.
What's Calm gummies?
Yeah, I have no idea what's in them. Like, it says Calm on the package.
Is it weed?
No, they're magnesium ones. I know which ones he's talking about.
Oh, they are, yeah?
Is that stuff, it's supposed to help you, like, relax and, like, put you into, it gets your body ready, I think, for, like, nighttime.
I take the powder version of those ones at nighttime,
And does it work more?
I find it work. Yeah, that, I will stick my finger in peanut butter.
Thank God you said finger.
That's the one we're looking for.
No need to continue. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Question from Mocha from Josh.
Yeah.
Does Mocha post his photography anywhere? He talks about it quite a bit, but I don't see anything on his IG.
Good question.
Like, from time to time I post. I have a ton. Like, I have my camera with me all the time, and I will go out and take photos, but I won't always post. I have, like, a hard drive full of pictures that I've taken, even like stuff with my drone that I have not posted.
You should make like a photography page.
Nah. No. I don't know. Like, it's like, I mean, I like sharing some of the stuff, but others, I feel like it's one of my hobbies that I don't necessarily, I don't feel pressure. I don't have to share it with everyone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to post it. I enjoy taking the photos. I enjoy that experience and, like, practicing the skill and stuff like that. I just don't post everything.
Fair.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you ever frame your photography, like, in your home, or do you like anything that you would frame?
Yes. We actually have, I think, three or four that we printed up, we framed, that are in the house.
Of what? Like, random stuff or family stuff?
No, random stuff.
Random stuff.
Yeah,
stuff
like, nice. Like street photography, stuff like that. Yeah. That's it. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. We love talking about them every single day. So keep them coming in. Maria gets them and brings them to the show. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Waking up next to you. Waking up next to you.
Friday night, let me take you out. Show downtown what it's all about. Something kinda like we used to do. Break out the heels, break out the dress. As beautiful as when we first met. I wonder why I felt so hard for you. Gonna love you so right. Girl, let's do what shadows do in the night. Let's get lost in the sheets.
Don't you know that I love waking up next to you, waking up next to you. Spend my whole life in love, waking up next to you, waking up next to you, waking up next to you. PJ's on and your hair's a maze. It's out of you that I love the best. Ain't no other place I'd rather be. Kiss those lips and hold your hand. I wouldn't trade places with Superman. Yeah, I'm on top of the world when you're next to me. Gonna love you so right. Girl, let's do what shadows do in the night. Let's get lost in the sheets. Yeah, you know just what you're doing. Don't you know that I love waking up next to you, waking up next to you. Spend my whole life in love, waking up next to you, waking up next to you, waking up next to you.
It's Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On Kiss 92.5.
I wanna follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let her take control. Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing, confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, oh, oh. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation, manipulate my decisions, baby, there's nothing holding me back. Mindin', we took it way too far. I know we'd be alright. No, we would be alright if you were by my side. When we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled. Manipulate my decisions, baby.
is Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Hey, Stephanie, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Your text. Do you want to tell everyone what you said?
Okay. So I was basically just suggesting that maybe it's time that you guys gave a name to Shen's or Cheesecake's followers, just kind of like there's the Flaming Romos. I think it's only the time that his army, had a name following. Uh-huh.
He has an army. It's called Mom and Dad.
Wow.
but for us, civil servants of, of him, I think it's time that, it's due, especially with all the battles and stuff going on, you know.
Like the Cheesecake Uprising? Okay, so what would you call them? What would you call the Shen fans?
I suggested, the Cheesecake Factory.
Or, it's fire.
Okay.
or I don't know. I left the creative part up to you guys. I'm the plan maker, and then you guys are the ones, who would put it into motion. But Shen would have to approve, because I don't fully trust you.
What about the Nubbins?
Wow. Hey, yo, great name. Great name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Add that to the list.
No.
Yeah.
Make up
Shem's Army of Nubbins.
No, or a poll for the fans to vote or something. I don't know. But or maybe Shem could think of something.
Wow. I didn't think that I had an army. So firstly, thank you for that. That's very nice.
Uh-huh. You don't, by the way.
So mean. Jeez. Why do we got to do all that? The Romos are for everyone, uh-huh. right? That's the whole show. But I guess what you're saying is that when there's specific fans for one of the specific people, what do they even internally sort of refer to them as, right?
Yeah. Or gotcha. With all the battles, or if you ever had another King of Pins kind of thing, or Mocha comes out of nowhere and attacks Shen. We need the army needs a calling kind of thing, right? We need something to group us together.
Right.
We already do that anyways, but something more,
Oh, you're not loud enough though.
Wow.
Okay.
Jeez,
it's too early for this.
My God.
Show us how you really feel.
What do you think, Steph? What would you call yourselves?
No, I don't know. I'm digging Cheesecake Factory. That's a pretty fire name.
Yeah, I like good one.
I like that. I mean, I am biased because that's one I came up with, but I like Cheesecake Factory. I think it's cool.
I like it as well. Let's roll with
what
that.
What did you say, Rod? The little nubbins?
The nubbins.
The what?
The nubbins.
The nubbins.
Just the nubbins.
Yeah. And it's the nubbins, not duh.
Yeah,
nubbins.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
The nubbins.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, nubbins unite.
Yeah.
You know what else would work though? And I'm not throwing this out there because it's funny, but it's just the way my head goes.
Oh no.
I honestly think that you, Shem, could call your fans the choir.
Oh!
I think we have a winner.
That is actually really, really good.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I think that you could actually call your fans the choir.
And
I think
that doesn't that make work. Fun of me either. No, I like no. it.
I, that's why I was hesitant to say it.
Oh, wait, what?
All right, the nubbins it is. Yeah, Steph, you're the best. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
You are just be happy. You are now the one responsible for Shem's army of fans called Da Nubbins.
Oh my God. No.
Thanks for the idea, Steph.
No, bye.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
ain't changing for a chair. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need 30 more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
I'm feeling greedy.
She's feeling greedy, yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed.
Woo! Oh my goodness. Stop it, I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On KISS 92.5.
Black Friday weekend at TELUS? It hits different. Because here, you don't just connect with the latest and greatest devices. You also help connect Canadians in need. Because at TELUS, when you buy a phone, we give a phone-in plan to youth leaving foster care to keep them connected to important resources and support systems. So this Black Friday weekend, give back with a purchase that makes a difference. Learn more at telus.com/giveone. Conditions apply. TELUS. Let's make the future friendly.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Experience the magic of the holiday season as the Distillery Winter Village returns November 13th to Toronto's historic Distillery District. Stroll cobblestone streets under a canopy of lights. Enjoy festive flavors. See Santa and take in the majestic 55-foot tall Christmas tree. With holiday photo ops at every turn, it's the picture-perfect place to capture your best holiday memories. Open at 10 a.m. daily. For tickets and event details, visit thedistillerywintervillage.com.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Cenovus.com.
Hey, got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging, and just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, Tena Men, their protective underwear is made for us, secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tena Men. Discreet protection designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
The sandwich of sandwiches has arrived in Canada. Jimmy John's Sandwiches opens its first Canadian location this coming Tuesday at 197 North Queen Street, just north of Sherway Gardens. Jimmy John's famous sandwiches are what your taste buds have been waiting for. Come along for the grand opening day offer, when the first 200 in-store guests will receive a free 6-inch classic sandwich and 16-ounce fountain drink. Stop by and find out why Jimmy John's is the sandwich of sandwiches. Details at Jimmy John's.
Imagine this. The sound of a helicopter touching down on a mountain peak. The crunch of snow under your skis. And the feeling of total freedom. Is it your imagination? Or is it your possible? Find your possible. Play Lotto 649 for a chance to win the classic jackpot or the gold ball jackpot of $28 million. Buy your ticket today.
Looking for great gift ideas? At Shoppers Drug Mart, you'll find gifts for them and get PC Optimum points for you. Shop in-store or online. Exclusions apply.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm too unjust when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm lose control when you're not next to me? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problematic. Problem is I want your body like a fiend, like a bad habit. How to break when I'm with you. Yeah, I know I can do it on my own, but I want that real full moon, black magic, and it takes two. Problematic. Problem is when I'm with you, I'm an addict, and I need some relief. My skin and your teeth, can't see the forest through the trees, got me down on my
best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yo, yo, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, yes, yes. Love this.
Roz and Mocha's Magic Moments.
Get it
up your chest.
A very popular segment on the Roz and Mocha Show, Vented Moments. Oh boy, we got the platform for you.
So you don't have to say who you are. You never have to give your name on Vented Moments, but if you want to, go ahead. These are the things that are driving people crazy that maybe you can't say publicly, you don't want to say publicly, you can't say to your family, maybe it's about your family, who knows? But you can come on the show, we'll give you the platform, and you can just go off. So caller, what is your Vented Moment? What are you venting about today?
Well, today I have two things to vent about. My husband that I've been married to for 33 years has so many bad habits, but these are two. He decides he wants to do laundry, so he gets the Tide detergent, and there's a spout side, and then there's the cap. He decides to use the cap. Well, once he uses the cap, I go in to do the laundry, and I go pick it up to pour it on the spout side. And guess what? He doesn't screw on the cap. It happens all the time, I tell him. It happens with the oil. It happens with vinegar. I'll just go put it away, and it's not screwed on. And it drives me crazy. And I've put sticky notes up, and it doesn't work. It's nuts.
What's his explanation, though?
I forgot.
So is he, just so explain this to me, your husband's issue is that he doesn't, when he takes the cap off something, he doesn't screw it back on, he just places it back on?
Yeah, he just places it back on and goes on his way.
Okay. And that's not just with the laundry detergent, it's with like everything else.
Everything. And sometimes the cap, I'll look for it, the oil will be on one side, and I'm thinking, where's the cap? It's on the other side of the island. It's like, John.
Names,
that's
huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn it, John.
Okay.
Okay. So even like a jar, let's say, will he do the same thing with a jar?
Anything
with a lid.
I wonder what that is. I wonder why he doesn't.
Does that also apply to, like, let's say a Tupperware lid?
Oh my God, he wouldn't put that on at all.
No, come on, Mocha, don't be silly.
No. Anything. I don't understand. Like, anything that has to be screwed on, it's never screwed on.
So
I just don't get it.
When you say you leave sticky notes, what are the sticky notes?
I'll just say, turn the cap.
And you put that, like, on the laundry detergent?
I put it everywhere. I put it everywhere, even in the kitchen, and it doesn't work.
See, back in the day, the thing that used to drive me crazy was with the laundry detergent. People used to use the cap to measure the laundry detergent, right? Even though the thing in the washing machine has a fill-to-here line. You don't need to use the cap, right?
But
people would use the cap, right? And then they would put the cap back on, and whatever was left in that cap would come running down the side of the detergent bottle, and then you would grab it with your hand, and it was, like, sticky. Right? And it felt weird. And then you didn't know, like, at first you'd be freaked out because you're like, ooh, why is the bottle sticky? And then you'd have to clean it up. And then, I don't know. Anyway, I get that. I get it with the laundry detergent. I just don't understand why somebody would not put the cap on vinegar before putting it. That's dangerous to me.
Okay. So that is, vent number one. About John.
Let's go. Okay, let's line him up.
What's next?
Vent number two is he gets up in the morning, going to get some towels, opens the cupboards, gets the towel. Cupboards stay open. God forbid. I just don't get that. Goes into the drawer to get his socks or underwear, and that drawer is open. It's like, all you have to do is just shut that. But he never, ever does it.
So he just has open drawers. Everything that that requires being open, he just leaves open. Doesn't matter what it is.
I don't get it.
He doesn't close anything.
I'm not sure.
Okay, when he leaves, when he leaves your home, does he lock the door with the key?
Well, no, he actually does lock the door because I've said many times, we're still sleeping, so you better make sure that door is locked.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, I have to say he does do that.
Okay.
So drawers and cupboard doors are left open.
Always.
And in the kitchen, too? Like, if he gets a mug, he doesn't fully close the cupboard door?
That actually closes automatically, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Well, I think you found the answer to all your problems.
Yes,
right?
Yes. I just kind of, you know what? I've said it so many times that I'm just living with it. Because he does a lot of good things, so... I guess I can accept those two bad things.
Okay. But is he just constantly apologizing then? Like, constantly?
And
like,
never.
So if you're like, hey, you left the cupboard door open, he's not going to go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. He just does what? Closes it or does nothing?
He actually doesn't even answer me.
He doesn't even answer me.
Hey, my guy John. hey, listen, you know what? We actually have just a little bit more time.
Oh,
can
no.
you Can you come up with like a third thing that you want to vent about?
You really want me to, don't you?
Yeah, just one more. Quick, really quick, really quick.
What happens is he'll go to the bathroom and do his business. And in between, he flushes the toilet. And I'm thinking, okay, he's done peeing. But no, he continues. So then when I go to the bathroom, there it is.
Oh,
so I'm not
no.
understanding why halfway he flushes the toilet, but then he's still going.
So wait a second. Does he stand or sit to pee?
Oh, he stands.
He stands. And while he's peeing, he leans down and flushes?
I guess he can do it. Maybe he has long arms. I have no idea. I've never really watched him.
He flushes mid-pee, finishes peeing, and then doesn't flush again.
Correct. I actually asked him the other day, it's like, why do you do that? He said, I think it's just a bad habit because usually you're out and you don't want people to listen to you pee, so I flush in between so they don't hear me. That was his answer.
So he flushes while he's peeing so people don't hear him pee.
Exactly. I said, but it's in the middle of the night. Who cares? It's just me. He said, yeah, I know, but I'm just used to that.
Habit.
Where's it? Like, was this guy in the joint or something? Like... Like, he's got a lot of really, really weird habits.
He does, but you know what? He's amazing. He cooks, he cleans, he's an amazing husband. So you know what? I'll accept those few bad habits.
All right.
Big up, John. Hey, big up John. This was a successful vented moment. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Roz and Mocha Show.
On Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
Let me ask you guys this. When you're using your computer mouse and you scroll up, do you expect the screen to go up or down?
Down.
I mean, you expect it to go up, but it goes down.
No. What are you talking about?
We're talking about the mouse, Maury, not your...
I have a mouse. I use a mouse.
I'm doing it right now.
If I scroll up, my screen goes down.
Okay, if you have that little, if you have the little thing on your mouse, right?
Yes.
And you push it forward, are you saying that that's up?
If I scroll up, the screen goes down.
Oh, on mine, when I scroll up, the screen, the text rolls. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
No, and you scroll up, screen goes down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Hold on. Let me see yours.
And then when you scroll down, the text goes.
Wait. Let me see.
Right? So this is me scrolling up.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Pushing forward on the mouse. So now the text.
The screen is going up.
And then when I scroll
down, it goes down.
No,
the text
goes down.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I understand. So when I'm scrolling up, the text is going from top to bottom.
Okay, here. Okay, I'm going to clear this
up. No. Mine's going down.
Okay. If you're in a Word document, that is 15 pages. Okay, and you're at 7. You're at page number 7. If you scroll
up on your mouse, do you go to page 6 or to page 8?
6.
Yeah, so it goes up.
But the text is coming down.
Correct.
But the screen is going up.
Screen going up, but the text is coming down.
Correct.
If you have the wheel on your mouse and I wheel it up, my text is going down.
Okay. Wait. Pause. Okay. If you have a document and you're in the middle of the document,
right now.
Pause for 1 second. And I say, you got to go to the top of the document.
Yeah.
Which way are you scrolling?
Scrolling up.
Then I'm going to scroll up.
So you're going up is go up goes up.
Sure.
Down goes down.
If it's up, then it's up.
But do you remember computers used to be opposite when you used to buy a mouse?
Yeah. Well, like on a Mac, I don't know if I'm just like all Mac all day, but I don't know if it's the same on a PC.
I always have to switch it.
You can switch it. So it goes the opposite of what the default is.
Because Catherine still likes it the other way.
Oh, no, that's
right. And I can't do it.
Me neither. It
confuses me, right? Like if I scroll up, I want to get to the top of something.
Correct.
If I scroll down, I want to get to the bottom of something.
Yep.
Maria, why do you look like you just smelled a bad smell?
I'm confused because I think my mouse just Freaky Friday'd me because before it was doing it one way. And since we had this conversation, now it's doing it the other way.
Oh, no. The machine's listening.
But when I use my little trackpad, if I scroll up, my screen goes
down.
Page goes. I'm confused.
That's when I scroll it. Up, the words are going down.
She's like, yo, it just works. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me go look at your computer, Maureen. Give me 1 sec.
Yeah, because when I'm scrolling up, my screen goes down.
This is my mouse right here.
Yes.
This is my mouse.
Yes.
This is the wheel.
Yes.
I am now pushing forward.
Yes, and your screen is going up. This is the top.
Yes, I know.
So when you push up, it goes up.
But the words are going down.
No, the words aren't going down.
Look at the word
You're
here.
You're going up.
No, but look at the name right here. Look at this name.
Yes.
Grace.
Okay. Okay,
look, it's going down the screen.
If I said to you, go to the top of the page, go up.
Yeah.
There you go. So you scroll up, and it goes to the top.
Maury, you look confused.
Stop. No, but hold on. We are going to the top of the page, but then why are the words going down?
If you need to go up, what way do you push your mouse? Up.
Up.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Wow. Why are you guys mad?
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Trap, money, Benny. Got me in my fist. Gotta be real with it. Yeah. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. Love the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices, they running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And when you get the, I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump, that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always.
Ooh, baby, we kissing in a way. Kissing in a way. Kissing in a way. I need that black card in the cold to the safe. Cold to the safe. Cold to the safe. Safe. I show 'em how to network. Netflix and chill. What's your network?
Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you, down for you, down for you always.
I got a new boy in a train.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. Baby, do you love me? Are you riding? Smoke. Right. Now let me see you. Bring that, bring that, bring that, back, back, bring that, bring that, bring that. That one was something that she with. Can't get it. Got a shot of him and hit it like a can't miss. Now let me see you. Now let me see you. Bring that, bring that, see you.
track money, Benny. Got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Let me see you.
Kiss 92.5,
home of the Roz and Mocha Show,
celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Well, shoot.
I still get me. Even whenever time anybody ever says "shut the front door," I'm always
panic. I saw Shem panic for a second too.
Yep, that was fresh. Those things still get me. I like it.
I mean, it's early. Like, what would happen? Really, what would happen if I said it?
You said what?
Like the S word.
Oh, S?
Yeah, nothing. Nah, like if I said,
man, nothing.
Anything
realistically?
Worse, anything worse
nothing.
Than that?
Well, we've said the title of the show with Eugene Levy, and that's the S word.
Yeah, that's not the same.
No, it's spelled differently.
But it sounds the
same.
Why is
Maury so loud? Can you turn Maury down? You're so loud today. Absolutely. Why are you loud? It's all I hear. I can hear you. You're breathing through your nose in there, because that's what I was like. What is that sound?
All he is nose in there.
I know, it's just like this.
Okay, I adjusted his volume.
Thank you. Say something more.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. Say something again. No, say something.
No, Maury.
Maury, say something. What?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay,
oh,
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Exactly, Mo. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah. Oh. Why aren't we talking about that? Thank you, Maury, for bringing that up.
Making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Where did you first hear that, Maury?
Hear what?
Never mind. Well, never
hold
mind.
Hold on. Where's my Sharpie? I'm going to make a note.
Yeah, put a line on there.
Right here.
Oh.
Perfect.
Yeah, thank you. All right. That Taylor Swift store opened down at Rogers Center last night. Damn, Maury was down there. We're going to have lots of fan stuff, I assume.
Yeah.
Everything was good down there, Mo? What?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh. It was calm.
Yeah?
Like super calm.
Orderly?
Very orderly.
Yeah.
A ton of people, but very calm.
Nice. I mean, they just turned them down even more. What time did you get there? Okay. And it wasn't crazy? It wasn't mayhem?
No, it's calm.
No? Okay, good.
They
good.
You a bag, so people are carrying things out in like stacks.
Oh, perfect.
Wow.
That's great.
Quiet?
I like that.
Or loud?
Quiet.
Yeah. That's how we like it.
Yeah. Right? Well, she is.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
From the speakers on Kiss 92.5.
Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I find those pictures on my phone, 5 hours so long. I wish you were back from Boston, I'm alone learning those lessons. You're out there chasing your dreams, mine came true, you should see. I've been on tour for weeks now, just hope you're here to see. It was easier when we were. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time. Try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone. Remember the walk from school? Fight on the hill, I protected you. When everything I bought was true too. But your clothes weren't always new. I guess I missed your face when I steal from your plane. I couldn't stop laughing, cause you always did something stupid. It was easier when we were younger. It was easier when we were younger. Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. Wish I could go back in time, try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone. Wish I could call you last night, try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone. I wish I could go back in time, try to change the wrong and make it right. I hate to know the good is gone. I hate to know the good is gone.
could call you last night. Try to make sure you're alright. I hate to know you feel alone.
This Friday on Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story.
I was getting ready my veal cutlet. I was slicing it on the machine. While I'm tenderizing the machine, my jacket had a loose string.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I was feeding the machine with the meat and the string on my jacket got caught and pulled my hand in there.
Oh, your hand?
God.
My hand.
Yeah. Ah!
Roz and Mocha's Hell of a Story. Catch the whole thing Friday morning at 7:30
on Kiss 92.5.
Listen up.
The Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss 92.5.
Jim, sweetie, it's me, Dawn, on the radio. Please don't get me earrings again this year. I have a jewelry box full of them. I love them, but all I really want is a gift certificate to Thermea Spa Village. And who knows? If you get a gift certificate for two, I might even make you my plus one. Okay, love ya.
This holiday season, give your loved ones what they really want. Give the gift of Thermea. Visit Thermea.com/Whitby to purchase a gift certificate. Take good care.
Princess Margaret Lottery early bird deadline is midnight Friday. It's your time to win big with a $2.7 million early bird prize, a Kawartha lakefront cottage, and 50 grand cash. Plus, be in to win the Georgian Bay show home and the $7.4 million grand prize. More than $14 million in prizes to win. Early bird deadline is midnight Friday. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com.
Play responsibly. Travel 1380966. See website for rules and regulations.
How to you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants, extras additional, terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
28 days of daily deals are on at Real Canadian Superstore because more hot deals equals a happier bank account. Plus, when you spend $300, we'll throw in a free Lego creative suitcase. Now that's how you find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times.